As we mentioned yesterday, the main mitzvah of the day of Yom Kippur is fasting, but there are certain exceptions. So a chole, a person who's ill, that is chole sheyesh bo sakana, it's not just that you've got a sore elbow or something like that, but where fasting would be injurious and dangerous to your health, so then you don't fast on Yom Kippur. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Reish Yud Chet Sif Zayin says, Machilin otam ma'at ma'at. Person who's a chole sheyesh bo sakana, a person who doesn't fast on Yom Kippur because their illness is such that it's dangerous for them to fast, we don't just give them a whole smoked salmon sandwich and a glass of beer and tell them to scoff it down. But we tell them they should eat it ma'at ma'at. We should eat it in small quantities and drink in small quantities. So, as I said, we will, Be'ezrat Hashem, discuss how we measure the small quantities, etc., on a future occasion. But in any event, there's a din that chole sheyesh bo sakana, unless it's absolutely necessary that they drink or eat all in one go, we just allow them to drink and eat in small amounts. So it could be that if a person is, you know, really badly dehydrated, and if they don't hydrate, you know, immediately, so then their life would be in danger, then we'd get them to drink as much as possible in one go. But otherwise, machilin otam ma'at ma'at, we make them eat and drink in small quantities. Now, the Netziv has a chiddush in Ha'amek Sheila, where he says this whole din of eating and drinking pachot pachot mikshir in small quantities only applies to a muberet, to a woman who's pregnant, but it doesn't apply to a chole. Why does it not apply to why does it only apply to a muberet, a woman who's pregnant? He says because in that case, we're worried about a sakana, a danger to the ubar, to the fetus. But the fetus doesn't have the status of a person yet. And therefore, we're not going to allow the mother to consume big quantities in one go. But with a person who's dangerously ill, so then the din of fasting doesn't apply to them. And they eat and drink in the regular way. Reb Chaim Brisker also paskened that way. He was challenged on this, and he responded, very famously, he said, "Don't think that I'm being makel about Yom Kippur. In actual fact, I'm being machmir, I'm being strict about the mitzvah of pikuach nefesh, of making sure that life isn't put into a situation of danger." So it seems that the thought process of Reb Chaim was a little bit different to his colleague, the Netziv. And Rav Zevin, Sefer HaMoedim B'Halacha, says that he was told by the Griz, that's the son of Reb Chaim, he was told by Reb Velvela, the Brisker Rav, what motivated Reb Chaim to give his psak. And that's a Rambam in Hilchot Shabbat, because the dinim of being Mechalel Shabbat for a chole are essentially the same as the dinim for allowing a chole to eat on Yom Kippur. So the Rambam in Perek Bet Halacha Aleph says that a chole sheish bo sakana, an ill person who's dangerously ill, osin lo kol tzrachav b'Shabbat, you do everything that they need on Shabbat. It's not limited to the things which are dependent on pikuach nefesh. The Magid Mishnah says, afilu she'en v'mniyat davar she'osin lo sakana, even if by not doing this particular thing, it's not going to endanger them, it's just necessary for their medical condition. Essentially, this is a whole discussion amongst the Rishonim, is pikuach nefesh on Shabbat, is it, or Shabbat hutra or dechuya in a case of pikuach nefesh, meaning, is it that it's as if it's a Wednesday, that if Shabbat doesn't apply, and whatever you would do for a chole during the week, you can do on Shabbat, or do we say it's dechuya, do we say that essentially it's still Shabbat? And you're allowed to do any melacha that is necessary, but anything that's not necessary, you can't do because it's still Shabbat. So the Rambam seems to be paskening the tutra, that as far as the chole sheyesh bo sakana is concerned, it's not Shabbat or it's not Yom Kippur. And therefore, whatever you would do during the week, or if it's not Yom Kippur for this chole, you can also do on Shabbat stroke Yom Kippur. So therefore, a chole sheyesh bo sakana, eating is part of their medical attention. They need to eat. And whatever they need, whatever they eat, is going to help them alleviate their condition. It's going to help them recover. And therefore, they're allowed to eat whatever they need, even if by not eating this thing, it wouldn't, you know, endanger them. You know, so they eat, they drink a litre of water. That will keep them going through the fast day. But, you know, 2 litres of water will make them feel somewhat better. So therefore, they're allowed to drink 2 litres of water, according to Reb Chaim's learning of the Rambam. However, a muberet, a woman who's pregnant, then it's different, because she's not yet in a situation of sakana. We're just worried that if she carries on fasting, then she or the baby fetus will be in a situation of sakana. So in that case, we don't allow them to eat and drink freely. We restrict it to shiurim, because in that case, they're not yet got the status of being a chole. But a person who's got the status of chole sheish bo sakana, according to Reb Chaim Briska and according to the Netziv, they are allowed to eat regularly without having to worry about shiurim. So in practice, we pass in like the Shulchan Aruch, and we say they should eat pachot mikashio. But as I said, there could be extreme cases where, certainly in terms of hydration, they need to hydrate immediately. Or sometimes also could be in the case of a diabetic whose blood sugar levels have gone all over the place, and they perhaps need to eat a certain amount quickly to stabilize the blood sugar levels. But in other cases, there's no reason not to be machmir, because it doesn't endanger the cholera in any sense at all. Ad kan.